It's another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast live from the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, I've got Craig Sawyer with me. Welcome, Craig.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Right. Craig, for the listeners who may not know your background, give me an idea of who you are and where you're coming from.
Oh, well, I'm a Southern Texas boy. I started off in the Marine Corps and wanted to go be a Navy SEAL, so I transferred over, did 13 years in the SEAL team, started off at SEAL Team 1, ended up at SEAL Team 6, which everybody knows about now, so finished up my career there. Sniper was my main forte, and saw a lot of action there and got a lot of a good experience, and then started, I did 5 years of federal law enforcement, and then started contracting, protecting various folks overseas in the war zones, and now I'm doing a lot of film and television, tactical instruction for different companies, and enjoying that whole process of wearing different hats, and it just keeps me fresh.
Outstanding. Some of your notoriety, and some people may recognize you now that they've heard your voice and your background, comes from participating in the mainstream media as an expert in all things firearms.
Well, yeah, several of the mainstream networks have had me on to talk about different things. You know, one of the things I talked about was the Bin Laden hit. You know, I told them I wouldn't give operational specifics because I'm very adamant that we must not share those details, you know, with the public, because what our public hears, our enemy hears.
And exactly.
We just need not do that. But I did at least address it. They want to know, hey, what's it generally like to operate at that level, and what are the guys like, and so forth. So that's the kind of thing I would talk about. And then when they wanted details, I just simply, you know, would talk around it and say, hey, well, let's not share that part of it. So
good. That's the way it should be done.
Yeah, man, I believe strongly, you know, those are my brothers. So
excellent stuff. Well, there's a new project on the horizon, one that I'm excited about. It's called Rhino Wars. It's going to be on Animal Planet. Take us through that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I got a call from Commando from South Africa. He runs his own production company. He's very successful at that. And he said, hey, Saul, how about you help us in this fight against rhino poaching? We've got a species that's been around for 50 million years, mm-hmm. that's been hunted and poached to the brink of extinction. Mm-hmm. And we want to put a team of American Spec Ops guys together to go help in this fight. How about you? And I said, man, I'm all about that. That sounds awesome. Right up my alley. Let's do it. So I looked around throughout my career, different times and places, and chose different guys that really not only had the operational experience and the tactical background qualifications and all combat veterans, but also had a passion for wildlife and wanted to get in there and make a difference.
Right.
And so four of us flew halfway around the globe, put ourselves in harm's way to stop the poachers from exterminating the last of the precious rhino that are left. And so right. It's called Battleground Rhino Wars, and it's going to start airing March 7th on Animal Planet.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that, just reading the background of it. What is the motivation for these poachers? What is it about the rhino that makes them want to do this?
Well, it's really an unfortunate situation from the word go. They believe erroneously that this rhino horn has magical powers and that it cures everything and does a bunch of things that it really doesn't. It's only keratin. It's the same material as your fingernails.
Right.
And let's face it, if rhino horn cured cancer or any of that, none of us would ever be sick. We'd just sit at home biting our fingernails.
Well, and we'd be cultivating rhinos, I would think. There's got to be a financial standpoint for it.
There really is. It's unfortunately, again, it's worth big bucks on the black market.
Right.
One rhino horn can bring up to as much as $500,000.
Unbelievable.
So $500,000 for one dead animal's horn. It's sad, but the market in Asia is really pressing. There's a high demand for it. So these poachers will do anything to get in there and exterminate these rhinos and turn that horn over.
Including murder animal protection officers.
Yes, they do. They carry AK-47s. A lot of these guys coming into South Africa from Mozambique, and they carry those AKs not for the rhino but for the rangers. So
right.
100 rangers have already been killed in this fight in the last 5 years.
That was some of the figures that I was reading as I was learning about this new project. Was the murder rate for these rangers is just absolutely staggering. What are the numbers like for the rhinos? How many rhinos are left? How many rhinos have we lost? How many, I mean, do we have?
Well, you know, last year there was 448 to 600 killed again.
Wow.
And The numbers vary according to who's doing the survey. It's hard to know how many animals are out there because let's face it, the Kruger Reserve is the size of Switzerland.
Right.
So it's a vast amount of territory, and they are wild animals. And so it's hard to know exactly, but they're saying that in about 4 to 5 years, the gene pool will be effectively decimated to the point of no return for the species. So
wow.
They will be irrecoverable by that point if we don't do something. So we all feel really good to be doing something like this. We feel like it's the right thing, and we're enjoying that and the process.
In this project, what specifically were your roles? I mean, were we helping these guys get better battlefield technique? What are we doing?
Well, we went over to cross-train and helped the South Africans, but we are running our own autonomous operations. We're working directly for the South African government through a contracting company that they use to provide the personnel for security on these private reserves.
Okay.
And so we're working through them, and we're running our own gig and taking guys down. So, you know, if we don't, they're just going to continue wiping out these rhinos, though, unchecked.
So without giving away the game for this particular show, because I'm looking forward very much to seeing it and experiencing it, we are going to see some serious action.
You're going to see some action. You're going to see some things that pull at your heartstrings. It's just downright sad. But, you know, I think people need to know.
Right.
And so the show is kind of a balance of showing the tragedy and the victory of us actually intervening and making a difference. You're going
to
see us doing raids on poacher safe houses. You're going to see us doing vehicle interdictions, ambushes out in the field. And one of the interesting things about that is not just the poachers and the threat of that fight, but being in the territory of the big five dangerous game and being worried about being trampled by elephants or eaten by lions. You know, one of the rangers was eaten there while we were there by a big alpha male lion. So it's no joke, man.
I mean,
even guys that know the bush their whole lives still get snatched up and eaten. So
the animals don't differentiate between people that are there to help them, people that are there to kill them. Everybody's food, as far as they're concerned.
There's no good guy, bad guys, just guys.
I'm really looking forward to seeing this program. So again, starting in March, 4-part series, Battleground Rhino Wars, Animal Planet. Craig, what's next for you?
Well, we've got more Top Shot coming out. I'm putting together several new tactical television shows with myself as host.
Okay.
And some of those are looking really exciting. We're not ready to release any info about those really yet, but some really cool projects. But our hearts are in Rhino Wars right now. We want to get that project off and raise awareness so that maybe not only the effect that we have operationally, but the global awareness will kind of add up to increase the public awareness and add pressure to bring about some funding and some legislation to help fix the problem and save the last of an endangered species.
Excellent. Craig Sawyer, thanks for the time.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Awesome, buddy.